Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 186 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And I hope everyone is safe out there. I have a ton of episodes to edit, so I'll be getting at least two of these out per week for you guys, so give you some kind of distraction. This one is with David Slaughter from Slaughter's Barbecue Oasis in Sulphur Springs, Texas. That's in East Texas, about an hour north of Tyler, Texas. This one's cool because it's about barbecue and love, essentially. His love and passion for barbecue, his grandfather who instilled that in him and gave him some encouraging words that he'll talk about, and love because he loves his wife and he stayed in Sulphur Springs, Texas to spend the rest of his life with her. And because of that, he now has this barbecue spot. It's still open Wednesdays through Saturday from 10 a.m. until they sell out. Check their Facebook page. I'll put a link to it below for daily specials. That way you know ahead of time. Call in. They can bring it to your car. They have a makeshift drive-through type thing. But they're still open. They're still busy. He still wants to help the community and keep going. This is a great story. David, you'll find, is the nicest guy. Such a kind human. And his passion for barbecue is huge, so I can't thank him enough for taking the time. This was filmed right before the COVID shutdowns, so we don't talk about that at all. We just talk about barbecue, and when this is over, you can come visit him, or visit him now if you're in the area. Thank you, David. And this episode of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast and YouTube show is brought to you by Treaty Oak Distilling. They're in Dripping Springs, Texas. You can check them out at treatyoak.com. They still are open for to-go. They have a grocery service there, too, so you can check them out. Go to the website. You can see all the details. Or you can order their bottles of whiskey and gin and syrup, maple syrup, online. It is also brought to you by AJ's Custom Cookers. That's ajscustomcookers.com. They're in Seguin, Texas. AJ is still at it, keeping 6 foot distance, getting things done. Give him a call, give him a text, send him a DM, get a quote. He would love to talk to you. He is super passionate about making pits, live fire pits, lots of cool stuff. Check his website out. You'll see he's very unique in pit building. That's ajscustomcookers.com. And if you're digging these, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out on any episode. If you're just listening to this on the podcast, check us out on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. Have the YouTube version of all these interviews, as well as tons of barbecue joint visits, butcher shop visits, sausage making facilities, lots of extra content. I also have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. Relaunched, tons and tons of content, all the podcasts, all the YouTube stuff, tons of barbecue joint pictures, things that will make you inspired during these times where you have a lot of time in your hands. I can be contacted on all the social media at kevinsbbqjoints. But at the end, stay safe. I love the barbecue community. We'll make it through this. Enjoy this. Good evening. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing well, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How's your day been so far?
It's good, man. It was a busy day today, for sure.
I want to talk about your hours. I want to talk about what you're serving and all about everything. But where did you grow up? Did you grow up in East Texas?
No, I actually grew up in Katy, Texas, down south, outside of Houston.
Isn't Brett's in Katy?
Yes. Now, Brett's wasn't there when I was in
Katy. No, I couldn't imagine. No.
We had chain barbecue only. There was no craft barbecue. Craft barbecue didn't exist back then.
Were you cooking barbecue at all with the family?
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely, man. Been doing it since, been around barbecue since I was a kid, actually.
Were your grandparents cooking?
Grandparents, parents. My parents actually got involved in competition barbecue back in the 90s when it wasn't really a thing, you know. Barbecue wasn't trendy back then.
Were they doing multiple competitions in Texas?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. They would do maybe 3 or 4 a year, you know.
That's a decent amount for someone like just
sure.
Doing it, yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you tag along at all?
Yeah, I would attend events, you know. I wasn't really involved in much. You know, my mom was, she's always been a control freak around food, you know.
I think a lot of moms are.
Yeah, when mom's cooking, man, you kind of stay out of the kitchen, you know. That's her domain.
So, but did your dad teach you any tips at all, like your grandfather?
My granddad, man, I was very close to him, and he was a huge barbecue guy. And that's kind of what started my barbecue journey was through him.
But have you been always on this path of cooking barbecue, or did you go to a different path and then switch over?
No, you know, barbecue's always been a huge part of my life. And really, it's been a part of just kind of a nonchalant part of my life. It's just what we've done, you know. My granddad always told me, he said, "You're missing your calling in this life." And I had a really good job. And I used to laugh at the notion of that, you know, "You're crazy. Like, I have a good job. Like, I would never pursue barbecue," you know, in 2010. And it really, that's when it kind of hit me, you know. I thought, maybe we could do something with this at some point, you know. And I still wasn't serious about it.
Then what was the spark? When did you leave your job for this? Or have you?
Well, in 2012, Texas Monthly wrote an article, and I was at the grocery store, and I see this Texas Monthly magazine, and it says the best barbecue story ever told. And I don't know if you've read this article. It was the article of John Miller and Aaron Franklin.
Yeah.
And this is like 2012, I think, you know. I read this. I was so intrigued by this story, you know. I thought, my wife and I, we were going to San Antonio in the spring, and I thought, you know, I really want to visit this John. I was really interested in John Miller because in the article, Aaron Franklin had become so successful. And I thought, man, I want to see this John Miller guy, right?
Okay.
We pulled into this place, and these guys, this is their job. And they're having a party, man. They're drinking beer, and there's live music, and there's barbecue, and they're at work. And I thought, this is the most incredible job a person can have, right? And at that moment, it hit me, and I thought, okay, I get it now. Like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Over there on East First, is that where they were?
I think John Miller at the time was on like 6th Street and Pedernales or something like that. This was before the meat company.
Okay.
So I was just very inspired by that. I remember seeing his picture in Texas Monthly. And I think he put a Lone Star beer in my hand. And I was, man, I was so starstruck at that moment, you know. It was really cool.
That's awesome. So so how did you turn that into what you're doing now?
Well, I came home and I thought, you know, I had never seen barbecue done like that. We grew up on chain barbecue. And, I mean, they make their own barbecue sauce. And it wasn't anything from a bottle or a jug. That really sparked me to start messing around with some barbecue sauce. And I started doing that, and I created some barbecue sauces that I started selling locally at our farmer's market.
Oh, okay.
And this is like 2013. And from there, I started a catering business, and we are where we are today, man, you know.
Were the sauces selling pretty well?
Yes, yes. You know, but the more sauce, it was so funny because all I could afford to sample our sauce with was tortilla chips and everybody wanted barbecue. Mm-hmm. They wanted barbecue to go with it, you know? And so that really kind of took it to the next level and thought, well, maybe we need to start doing something with the barbecue kind of to increase our,
and also increase the sales of the sauce. Yeah. At what level do you feel like you were cooking, and how did you learn to cook at a level that was higher? Like,
you know, what we did, I guess 2013, when the sauce, you know, I kind of got involved in that. I wanted to perfect like every category. I wanted the brisket to be as good as the pulled pork, and the, you know, you hear so many places that, well, the brisket's good, but everything else is okay, you know. I never wanted us to be that. I kind of wanted everything to be on the same playing field. So I would practice each meat category, you know. I would practice the turkey, and then we would get that down. I would practice the ribs, and we would perfect that. And the ribs was the hardest category for me.
Why do you think that is?
I could never get consistent ribs, man.
How did you change that?
Well, you know, being in kind of East Texas now, we're kind of accustomed to a little bit sweeter than probably Central Texas. And I've always liked a sweet bite on a rib. And I never could achieve the consistency of the sweetness. You know, I would get it where I wanted it. And then the next cook, it would just be a disaster, man.
But had you already moved to Sulphur Springs?
Yes, yeah.
And why did you move there, for work or for a better life?
No, actually, my wife was going to college in East Texas. I started working for a Budweiser distributor in the early 2000s in Houston. We're both from that area. And my wife got into probably her junior year, end of her junior year of college. And, you know, she wanted to settle here and start a life here. It was kind of, hey, like, we're going to start a life here together, or, you know, we're going to part ways. And I I couldn't live without her. So
No, that's it's a testament to her.
I had to chase her up here, you know.
What is Sulphur Springs like?
Sulphur Springs is an incredible town in East Texas, man. It really is a it's a fun town. It's a good town to raise a family. It's a good town for small businesses. I love it, man. It's a little paradise in East Texas. It really is.
Is it a pretty small town?
I think our city population is probably 16,000,
Okay.
17,000.
Small, but not too small.
Sure, absolutely.
Wow. What's the next biggest city?
Probably Tyler, I would say, which is about an hour, probably southeast of here.
Did you start doing pop-ups?
Yes, we did actually. You know, we kind of started doing some competition barbecue, and the location that we're in now, we're kind of at a it's Sulphur Springs Hardware. It's called Fix and Feed here in town. The guy that I was doing competition barbecue with was friends with one of the kind of regional managers, and they were wanting to do kind of a customer appreciation day, and said, "Hey, you guys are barbecue guys. Why don't you come set up and do
Perfect.
some barbecue sandwiches?" And it was such a huge hit. People were asking for, "Man, do you have ribs? Do you have sausage?" And, you know, we showed up with some chopped beef, and we asked to come back. You know, and we came back, man, in full swing with ribs, sausage, turkey, brisket, and the rest is history. You know, we've been here, June will be 3 years.
3 years. And so what day, and you're welcome
Yeah.
Wednesday through Saturday?
Well, you know, I had a full-time job the first 2 years we were in business, and we were doing this every other Saturday in the beginning. And I guess last year, you know, that we were getting a lot of accolades and a lot of recognition. And I sat down with my wife, and I told her, I said, "Hey, you know, like we really have to make a decision here because the business is growing, but I'm working a full-time job."
Yeah, it's too much.
So you got to come to a crossroads, and we really contemplated on just kind of doing away with the barbecue.
Oh, wow.
And I just, in my heart, I couldn't let it go, man.
At
I couldn't let it go.
what point were you doing it full time?
March of last year, I made the decision to go full time barbecue.
And what are you cooking on?
So I don't have a Moberg or anything like that.
You
We
don't have to have a
have our
Moberg.
pit's probably it's a 500 gallon pit, and it's an offset. Stick burner. We don't use propane or anything like that, you know.
But that's did you custom build it?
Oh, well, we had it custom built for us when we were kind of traveling around doing competition barbecue and catering.
That's nice. It doesn't have to be a Moberg. Sunny
No,
understands.
no. I do want a Moberg for the record.
Well, even if you don't say it out loud, you can still get one if you want it.
Yeah,
It just takes a
exactly.
little bit of time. What days are you open? What are you serving?
So we are open Wednesday through Saturday. We have daily specials, and we open really early, man, for barbecue. We're open at 10 a.m.
Oh, wow, that's good to know.
Yeah, and so we do brisket, turkey, sausage, ribs, pulled pork. We do smoked boudin every day, and we usually do something kind of creative. We have daily specials every day.
Yeah, I've seen some fun stuff. What are the usual specials?
We do brisket enchiladas. We do tacos. We do stuffed potatoes. We've done gumbo. You name it,
Oh, that's
man.
awesome.
You can think of it. We probably tried to do it.
What type of sausage are you doing?
So we use Chapel Hill sausage,
Okay.
which is out of
Oh,
Brenham, Texas.
I've heard a couple of people using them, yeah.
It's really good stuff, man.
Pork based or beef based or?
It's a pork and beef base. It's really heavy on black pepper, really heavy on garlic, and it's a really, really good product.
That's awesome. And now
Yeah.
are you selling out early or are you?
It just depends. It's really strange for January. You know, we kind of scaled back everything coming out of the holidays, and we're selling out right now at 11:45. I think today we sold out at 12:30,
Wow.
which is it's unbelievable. You know,
Yeah, Januaries are slow for people.
sure, absolutely.
So now, is there seating and everything?
Yeah, we have covered seating outside. We have a covered patio, and I think we seat up to 40 seats.
That's nice. That's really nice.
Yeah.
So, are people coming out kind of doing a little bit of a barbecue run? Or are they going to, where they be going to Tyler? Would they be going out to, how far away is Bodacious, is it?
Bodacious in Longview is we have a Bodacious actually here in town that's probably an eighth of a mile from our location. But Bodacious on
Marble.
Mauberly in Longview is probably about an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
And that's some excellent food down there, man.
No, definitely. No, I like I said, told you off camera. I've heard great things about your food too.
Yeah, thank you.
Was it always Barbecue Oasis?
Well, so being from I get this a lot, man. People walk in, they don't really know what, they kind of look around, not really understanding. Yeah, we're in East Texas, man. We have palm trees and surfboards and beach signs, but I've always loved that vibe. Being down from South Texas, grew up at the beach on the coast, and I've always loved that vibe. And we marketed our barbecue that way. Not necessarily our barbecue, but our business. We wanted it to be very inviting. And this is East Texas, man. People, they're not accustomed to walking up to a barbecue place, listening to reggae music.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's fun. We have a lot of fun with it.
Well, that's so cool. Now, so on the weekends then, are you guys going to be bumping up the production as it gets warmer?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, we'll definitely have to do that. We're kind of coming out of our first year being full time in business. So we're still absorbing some learning curves here.
How does it feel?
It's the most liberating thing I've ever done in my life. I love it.
Really?
I love it, man. And I've met so many great people in this business.
And yeah, it seems like you're starting to rub shoulders with people too that are.
Yeah, absolutely. I've met a lot of great people in this business.
Isn't this the year that Daniel goes around checking people out for next year's list?
I hope so.
I think it
I hope so.
is. Well, you said he's already been by once, so
Yeah.
you're definitely on this right. Do you have desserts too?
We do. Yeah, we do. We do. And we kind of rotate those. I kind of tell our customers, man, I think I have ADD. I don't know. I get bored. I get bored easily, So I like to change things up. Kind of get bored with our desserts and our sides. And so we change things up pretty regularly.
So do you think that'll be something that'll be a constant with the businesses, that it'll always be kind of there'll be standard items, and then you'll always be funky with other things?
Yes, yeah, definitely. Given my personality trait, absolutely, man. Yes.
So down the road, are you looking to like have a full brick and mortar and in like a full restaurant, or do you like how it is now?
I do. I enjoy how it is now. I really do, man. I have a great team. We're a small team. We're a small operation. And we've had the opportunity to go brick and mortar several times. And I kind of like the vibe that we have and what we're doing at the moment,
It's not necessary. You don't have to.
No, absolutely not.
And some places you would, or some places, some states you would have to go brick and mortar to make it
Sure.
make any sense. But
Oh,
Texas
sure.
kind of has that
Absolutely.
kind of vibe. You can do almost anything
Absolutely.
you always want to do
Yes,
if you're smart
sure.
about it. What else should people know about your spot?
That we're a relaxed, a barbecue can be intimidating, man. There's places I walk into and I get intimidated. I'm like, but we're a very relaxed location. We have a lot of fun with what we're doing. And I would encourage anybody that's traveling through East Texas, man, to stop by.
How far away are you from, like, say you're in Austin or you're in Dallas or Houston? How far away would you be?
So from Houston, we're about 5 hours. From Austin, we're about 5 hours. We are probably exactly about an hour and 5 minutes from Dallas East.
That's not bad at all.
No, not at all, man. And we get a lot of traffic from Dallas, surprisingly.
Do you get a lot of local business too?
Oh, absolutely. We get a lot of local business, yes.
Are you doing any sandwiches? I forgot to ask that.
We do. We were doing a peanut butter and jelly pulled pork sandwich with this kind of, yeah, it's crazy, man. But it's a really fun, cool sandwich.
How so is it? What, peanut butter, jelly, pulled pork, and
And pulled pork, that's it, man.
what flavor jelly?
Great,
grape?
great jelly. Yeah.
You gotta send me a photo of that.
Yeah.
That's a first. I think you'd be that's not many people have had that. What, but did if someone wants chopped beef sandwich or brisket sandwich, you do those, right?
We have all that turkey, sausage, chopped beef. Yeah, absolutely, man.
What's a usual meal for you?
Surprisingly, I'm a turkey guy.
Yeah.
I'm a turkey guy. Brisket's probably my second choice, but I always tend to lean towards the turkey.
Really? So you'll make yourself a, like a turkey fold over or turkey sandwich or.
Yo, a turkey sandwich, man, all the way, Onions, pickles, barbecue sauce. I love it.
That's fantastic. Do you get a chance to travel out to other barbecue places much or?
I do. I don't get to visit as many as I'd like, but yeah, man, I'm a huge barbecue fan, and I love supporting other people in the business. Absolutely.
I saw you traveled to Tennessee recently.
I did, yeah, man. I got to go see Blake's Barbecue, and I was absolutely blown away.
He's working hard. He's really
Man,
dedicated.
that dude is hustling, man.
Yeah, and he's really passionate about it, and
He is,
it's
absolutely.
you can tell. So that was really cool. I saw that photo. So did you go to any other places while you guys were traveling around?
No, we didn't get a chance to visit any more barbecue in Tennessee, but man, Blake's was definitely, it was a high priority on our vacation for
That's
sure.
awesome. And then
Yeah.
I know it meant a lot to him too that you stopped by.
Sure. Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
How far away are you from Blake's?
Man, I
6 hours?
think we
8 hours?
yeah we were about 5 hours, 5 6 hours away from Blake, so we detoured to actually go to his place.
Oh, that's awesome.
yeah
That's really
yeah
cool. Do you get down to Houston ever, or do you get to Austin much?
I do I you know I get down there when I can. My parents have turned into huge barbecue snobs, so I'm sending them all over the state to try different barbecue places, and it's fun.
Have they tried the peanut butter and jelly pulled pork
They
sandwich?
have not, no.
Has your wife
I,
tried it?
my wife is man, she's very simple, She wants a chopped beef sandwich with sauce and leave it alone. That's it.
That's cool. I'm so happy I finally got to meet you in person and talk to you about your story, because
Like,
I'd always
absolutely.
wondered where you grew up and then how you started this. And it sounds like this is going to be nice and inspirational for people too, because a lot of people have this dream, and it's not easy, but it's doable.
No, Kevin, it's not easy, man. This is a no,
No, I agree.
really,
I know.
I sincerely say that. This is a hard, it's a hard business, man. It really is. And it's a labor of love, and you hear that all the time, but you have to love this to do it, because it's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. But we, man, it's, I love it. I love it more than anything.
Because
I really
every week you have to do it again and again, and if you don't
do.
like it.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah, and
That's
you're getting up early, you're doing, yeah, you're and you're on
right.
your feet a lot, and it's a lot
That's
of
right.
motion
That's
and
right.
moving. That's, oh, I'm
That's right.
proud of you. That's awesome. I'm so
Thank you.
excited to try your food. I'm really excited.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you have a good rest of your week, a successful rest of your January. Great talking to
Take
you.
care.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.